Spotlight on the People. Molly McGinty arrived in Kimberley in her warm feather coat and tall purple boots. She took out her red notebook from her big orange bag and wrote, "Kimberley." Molly McGinty found a room at the Spring Hotel. Then she went to work. Like a dog sniffing out bones, Molly McGinty sniffed out people. She walked the streets and rode the buses. She looked and listened and wrote in her red notebook. "People are interesting," said Molly McGinty. "They are all different." After a week, Molly McGinty sat at her computer and typed, "Spotlight on the People in Kimberley." Clunker Car Doctor, Harry McFarr. Every day after work, Harry McFarr puts on the slippers that have felt his feet for years and sits in his backyard with the newspaper. Chickens scratch for food. His old dog that follows him like a shadow curls up by his chair. Harry McFarr is a short man with wide shoulders. His hands are big and square and stained with grease from years of fixing clunker cars. He has a small mustache and black hair that pokes out from under his cap like bristles on a broom. Harry McFarr's small dark eyes dart across the page, but he is not reading the news. He's reading the car parts for sale page. Cooking Queen, Momsy Miggins. Momsy Miggins lights the candles in their golden sticks. She watches as the flickering light gives a warm glow to the room and makes monster shadows dance on the walls. Every night for 40 years, Momsy Miggins has lit her candles. She says she will do it for 40 more. No one argues with Momsy Miggins. Momsy Miggins has spiky silver hair and twinkling brown eyes that peer over the small round glasses on the end of her nose. Momsy Miggins loves cooking. Every day, delicious smells squeeze under her door and into the street. Any hungry person is welcome in Momsy Miggins' kitchen. Boy Wonder, Barnaby B. Barnaby B walks down Baker Street on his way home from school. He is shorter than most kids his age, but his fingers are longer. They are the fingers of an artist. Barnaby B has a round face and brown eyes that shine like a light does from a dark window. He always wears his orange cap on his messy black hair. Old people wait to talk to Barnaby B as he walks past. His smile is so warm, they say they can feel it in their toes. Barnaby B shows them his latest artwork and they gasp in amazement. As sure as the sun sets, Barnaby B will be famous one day. Computer Brain, Bart Henry. The morning bell rings and Bart Henry is at the classroom door. He is tall with bulging muscles from hours of lifting weights and punching bags at the gym. His short dark hair clings to his head like a tight cap. Bart Henry's eyes of melted chocolate study each kid as they come through the door. He greets them all by name and with a kind word. He notices everything about them, grumpy, sad, serious, and even unwashed faces. Bart Henry misses nothing, and he stores it all in his computer-like brain. Kids say that Bart Henry can even tell what they had for breakfast. Queen of the Kids, Ruby Blair. Ruby has a mane of thick blonde hair, which she tosses as if she is a royal racehorse. She has an oval face with a dusting of small freckles. She says only kids of royal blood have freckles. At break times, Ruby doesn't join in silly games with the other kids. Sitting on the ground like them is not for her. Besides, she is too tall to fold her legs up like they do. It would be like trying to fold a giraffe into a cocoon, she says. Ruby is the brainiest kid in the class, and that makes her feel very important. Animal friend, Jacob Miller. Jacob has a favorite place, an old log over the fence at the bottom of the yard. He sits on the log every day, with his hands hugging his long legs. His brown hair falls over his eyes, but he flicks it back and watches the trees. A homeless dog, like a wounded soldier, limps through the long grass straight to the log where Jacob sits. Jacob strokes its tangled fur and feeds it a dog biscuit. Then it limps off again. Jacob hums to himself and waits. Two stray cats come, and he gives them the meat he saved from last night's dinner. Molly McGinty closed her computer and smiled to herself. Then she drove away from Kimberly in her warm feather coat and tall purple boots. Her red notebook was safe in her big orange bag. She had been everywhere in Kimberly. She had looked and listened well. "People are interesting," said Molly McGinty as she waved to the crowd waving to her. The next week, Molly's mag arrived in Kimberly. The headline read, "Spotlight on the People in Kimberly."